This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Lisa Gardner has made a career out of writing about death, murders in particular. In her new novel, Right Behind You, FBI profiler Pierce Quincy and Officer Rainey Connor are hunting through the Oregon woods for a young man who has gone on a killing spree. The twist? That fugitive could be the brother of the girl they are about to officially adopt. The novel looks into the minds of two children forever changed by a traumatic event, and it also follows the parents who want to keep them safe. Gardner joins me from the studios of WMWV in North Conway, New Hampshire, to talk about her work. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Peter.
This fugitive that Rainey Connor and Pierce Quincy are trying to track down is described as a rampage killer, which is a specific kind of killer. Could you tell us more about it, what it means to be a rampage killer?
Absolutely. One of my favorite parts of my job being a thriller writer is to do the research, particularly into criminal minds. We've had debate over the past 5 years. We've had all these mass casualty events. There are serial killers. There are spree killers. There are mass murderers. And now there's a growing trend towards just calling it a rampage killer. Essentially, it means someone who has killed more than one person at more than one location. So a mass murderer, we all know the colloquial term, you know, going postal. You walk into maybe a workplace or a domestic situation and the person loses their temper or has a plan, but all the casualties are enclosed in that one location. And a rampage killer, that's just the beginning, unfortunately, as Rainey and Quincy discover in Right Behind You, where it probably started as a domestic situation, a teenager killing his foster parents. But after that, many of these shooters experience what's called a psychotic break. And then all bets are off. They now have their guns, they're on the run, and they will literally shoot and most likely kill anyone unfortunate enough to cross their path. And that sets up the scene for Right Behind You.
And part of the fun of this novel, I found, is not just the cat and mouse element, but figuring out exactly what the stress was that caused the killer's psychotic break.
One of my favorite things about writing is the psychology. That's the part of the suspense of criminal mind that's fascinating to me. I think, like a lot of readers, like a lot of people out there, we see these horrible crimes now on the nightly news. They get major press, major media, and you're always left wondering, who could do such a thing? How do these terrible things happen? I think one of the advantages of a suspense novel is that it can really delve deeply into these questions and really provide some answers. I worked with FBI profilers. I interviewed a probation officer for juveniles. I talked to two child psychiatrist experts. You know, what goes into setting off a 17-year-old boy, particularly someone with Telly's background. He was born into a household of addiction. He suffered abuse. He witnessed a great deal of violence. But on the other half of the equation, he did clearly have a loving relationship with his younger daughter. There are signs that he was working hard with his probation officer to try to be a better person. And yet still, then these shootings happened.
It's hard not to think of family when reading this story, what it means, how it's defined, how strong the bonds can be between all these different characters. To what extent was the concept of family on your mind when you were writing this novel?
Thank you very much, Peter. You know, it's funny, as a crime novelist, that's what comes to me first. I wanted to explore spree shooting. I wanted to explore the psychology, because I have two FBI profilers that'll be working this case. But I also wanted to make it closer to home. And that brought up the concept of, you know, two profilers on the eve of adopting their foster daughter, of becoming, at long lost, a family, only to get called to this crime scene of this terrible shooting, where it looks like her older brother, her strange older brother, is the prime suspect. And it's not so much that I had a plan, but at a certain point writing the novel, it became clear family really is what this book is about. The spree killing is just a trigger to bring out a lot of issues, a lot of secrets, a lot of guilt. I mean, you have a family situation where the 13-year-old girl is about to get her life together. She's going to be adopted by a great family. She's getting all the resources and help she needs. And then there's her brother who's about to time out of the foster care system, no support network, has been expelled from school, has a problem with his temper. I mean, two kids, same beginning, very different endpoints are looming for them.
You have a pretty high level of engagement with your readers, so much so that you'll allow them to, in some way, shape the choice of your stories and shape where your stories will go. How is that working?
Well, that's true. And the case of Right Behind You, when I knew I needed to start the next novel, I wasn't sure who I wanted to write about, so I put it up on Facebook. Did people want the FBI profilers? I've written some books with them. What about Boston detective Dee Dee Warren, who had a very successful book last year? What about Tessa Leone? I really thought it would be between those two characters, so I was as surprised as anyone to have the readers choose the FBI profilers, even though I hadn't written those books in a good 8 years. So it was homework for me. I got to reread my own novels. I had to catch up on my own characters. It was a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun to go back to almost like old friends. And I would say for readers, if you've never read the FBI profiler books, given this plot, it's not necessary. I mean, it's a spree book. They're hunting an armed and dangerous killer. The entire book takes place in 36 hours. Nobody's past matters. It's all about what's going to happen next. So you can definitely pick this book up, dive in, and be fine.
What do you think is the key thing authors should know when they're trying to maintain a suspenseful narrative like the kind you're writing?
For me, it really comes back to the research. When I go to someone like the fugitive tracker that helped me in the case of Right Behind You, you know, I'm going to have a gunman running the woods of Oregon. I need techniques for how to, you know, find this person. But the better question to also ask while you have the expert on the phone is, and what are the steps you would take if you were the criminal to evade capture? And getting those kinds of information, now you're starting to see the cat and mouse. And that's how you keep suspense high in a novel. When you have law enforcement doing everything exactly right that they should be doing, but the criminal is just a little bit more ahead, which forces, you know, your FBI profiler, your tracker, to rise up to even that next level of intelligence. So I think getting out, talking to real world experts, and letting them play both cops and robber can often lead, you know, to the better suspense.
Lisa Gardner, thank you very much for talking to me about your work.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter.
That's Lisa Gardner. She's the author of many suspense novels, and she launched her most recent one this week. It's called Right Behind You, and you can find a list of the top 5 books on Lisa's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And special thanks to Roy Prescott of WMWV in North Conway for lending some studio space for this interview. Remember, we are always looking for book recommendations from listeners like you. Send them our way. The address is books@nhpr.org. We also take a look at our Twitter account from time to time. You can reach us there at nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.